Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Australian athletes in Paris are being warned not to wear their uniforms in public and to avoid travelling alone after two violent attacks on Australians in 48 hours. French police are investigating allegations a 25-year-old Australian woman was gang-raped by five men during a night out near the Moulin Rouge. Just 48 hours later, two members of Nine's Olympics broadcast team say they were the victims of an attempted robbery while walking to their accommodation. Home Affairs Minister Claire O'Neill has told Seven's Sunrise people should not be afraid to travel.
People are entitled to travel to a beautiful country like France and do so safely. And what has occurred for this young woman, I just can't tell you how upsetting this is. So. You're raising some really important issues about broader safety for Australians travelling to France. I can tell you a lot of energy and resources and effort has gone in at the French end to trying to secure safety for people going to the Games.
US Vice President Kamala Harris has raised Donald Trump's criminal record at her first campaign rally since replacing President Joe Biden as the Democratic candidate. Meanwhile, Donald Trump has filed a complaint with the Federal Election Commission over the Harris campaign's inheritance of Joe Biden's campaign funds. Mr. Trump says the over $91 million passed on to the Harris campaign is a massive violation of the Federal Election Campaign Act. Daniel Weiner, former FEC counsel, told Forbes that it was perfectly legal for Harris to use the campaign funds and says the law is clear on the matter. Kamala Harris says she will gladly put her record up against Trump's.
As Attorney General of California, I took on one of our country's largest for-profit colleges that was scamming students. Donald Trump ran a for-profit college that scammed students. As a prosecutor, I specialized in cases involving sexual abuse. Trump was found liable for committing sexual abuse. As Attorney General of California, I took on the big Wall Street banks and held them accountable for fraud. Donald Trump was just found guilty of fraud on 34 counts.
Almost 30 recommendations have been made to government to improve multiculturalism in Australia following a year-long review. The government says it is committed to the principles of the review, but has not said which of the 29 recommendations it will adopt, which include a commitment to multiculturalism, a new citizenship process, and improved culturally aware services. Around 200 consultations occurred across Australia during the review, with more than 750 submissions to government. Minister for Immigration Andrew Giles says it's an exciting day for Australia.
Now today we are releasing the first major examination of the state of our multiculturalism in a generation. Today we take the first step in creating a stronger Australian community. Importantly, one that we will build together.
And new data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics shows the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population is now over 1 million people. The data shows a population increase of over 56,000 Indigenous people in Australia in the last 3 years. The ABS projections are based on recent data about fertility, paternity, mortality and internal migration. The agency estimates the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population will reach 1.2 million by 2031. Between 2021 and 2031, Perth in Western Australia is projected to be the fastest growing Indigenous region, followed by Brisbane in Queensland. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.